We're glad that in season, out of season, preach the word of God. And if you have your Bible, please open it, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Preacher, what time do you usually finish? Amen. Don't worry, I will not keep you long. I don't know if you still remember what Elizabeth Taylor said to her seventh husband, I won't keep you long. So this evening, I won't keep you long. Don't worry, my English is just only 50 to 20 minutes. After that, I'm done. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Shall we all stand, please, as we honor the word of God? Are you there? Say amen. And the Bible says in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take it as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Shall we all pray? Our God and Heavenly Father, O Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we have right now to preach your word. O Lord, thank you so much, O Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. O Lord, I pray, Lord, that may you be with the men of the hour this evening. O Lord, use me, O Lord, as a channel of blessing to your people. And may you hide me, thy cross, O Lord, that they may not see me, they may see you this evening, O Lord. And I pray, Lord, that if there's any need this evening, O Lord, we are a needy people. We need thee, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that may you meet their needs this evening. And if there's any people who are not saved, may you save them this evening, O Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. You may all be seated now. You know, there was a saying said, some of the missionaries, they said, if you want to have a support, you need to preach short. So I'm not, please bear with me as I speak in your language. If you did not understand it, just shook your head and I know what I'm going to do. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. You know, the book of 2 Peter was written by a man who's about to die. This great man of God is now closing his lifetime in the ministry. You know, my friends, in this particular time, Peter is about to die. He knew very well that his enemy will pick him up and will crucify him upside down and they're going to kill him. You know, my friend, in this particular time, the Christians are so worried. They don't know what to do because they knew that Peter is about to die. But he said, my children, I want you to keep on going on for Jesus. So this evening, I want to entitle my message, Going On for Jesus. Oh, my friends, we need to keep on going and living for God. We need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, my friends, I want you to know that serving the Lord Jesus Christ is the only cause worth dying for. A man who got no reason to live has no reason to die. And a man who got no reason to die has no reason to live. Oh, my friends, Peter is encouraging us to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Peter is about to die, but he is dying with rejoicing and glory. And he said, I am paying it all. Keep on serving Jesus. And this evening, you know, my friends, I hope that this message will be a blessing to you. And I hope that you could apply it to our own life. You know, my friends, Peter said, Christian, we need to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter gave us three reasons why do we need to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. First thing that we could see in verse 19, the Bible says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take it as unto light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. First reason that we could see that we can continue and going on for Jesus is because we have the supreme authority. We have the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our authority. This is the basis of our faith, practice, and belief. Oh, my friends, we have the word of God. You know, the Bible says that the Bible cannot be broken. Oh, my friend, do you still remember what your 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, said? That the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. Oh, my friends, we have the word of God. We have the word of God to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, we have the word of God to tell to the people. We have the word of God to tell about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, we have the reason to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ is because we have the word of God. You know, my friends, we're going back to the Philippines. We're not going back to the Philippines to preach of any book, but we're going to go back to the Philippines to preach about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, declares, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Why? Because it came from the very heart of God. Oh, my friends, you know, I praise and thank the Lord because I did not came here this evening to present to you the gospel of I hope so, or the gospel of maybe, but I came here this evening and I could say, thus saith the Lord, thus saith God. So, church, you know, Christian, Peter said, Christian, we must not be ashamed of our Bible. We must not be ashamed of being a Christian. You know, my friends, sometimes it's hard that many Christians today is there being ashamed to be a Christian. Sometimes, you know, in the Philippines, some of our young people, they are ashamed to be a Christian. Sometimes they hide their Bible in their pocket. If they saw their friends, they hide their Bible. Oh, my friends, let me tell you, don't be ashamed of being a Christian. Don't be ashamed of carrying the Word of God. Oh, my friends, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because we have the Word of God. You know, my friends, I will say to you, if there will be a revival here in your country again, it's because people went back to the Bible. Because people went back to the Bible. Oh, my friends, it's sad to say that many churches right now, they're not even using the Bible anymore. Oh, my friends, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ because we have the Word of God to preach to the people or to share to the people. Second reason, just like I should say, I will not keep you long. In chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Second reason that we could see to continue going on for Jesus, not only because we have the supreme authority, we have the Word of God, secondly, it's because of the spreading of the false teachers. Oh, my friends, there's a lot of false teachers right now are spreading in this world. You know, my friends, Peter is saying, Christian, we need to keep on, we need to continue in serving God, we need to continue in praying, we need to continue in soul winning, because there's a lot of false teachers are going to come and win them not for Jesus, and they're going to come and win them for the devil. Oh, my friends, you know, right now in the Philippines, we have one religion, Iglesia Ni Cristo. You know, my friends, this Iglesia Ni Cristo is a false teaching. This Iglesia Ni Cristo, this religion, Iglesia Ni Cristo, they believe literally the building will be raptured. And if the rapture will come, you need to be inside the church. And one of the, you know, one time I talked to a Iglesia Ni Cristo, and they said, I said to them, you believe that if you're not inside the church and the rapture will come, you will not be raptured. Yeah? So, if the rapture will come and you're not inside the church, what you're going to do? Oh, don't worry. They said there's a rope outside that you could handle it so that you could rapture also. Oh, my friends, you know, this Iglesia ni Cristo also, one of the worst thing that they believe right now is they believe that their God is a Filipino guy. You know, one the God that they're telling is Felix Manalo. This Felix Manalo, when he was buried, you know, they saw that his casket was hanging. And when the people saw that this casket was hanging, they was amazed. They said that he's a really God. But you know, my friends, they found out that this casket of Felix Manalo, and in the has a magnet between the casket and in the ground, like na negative and positive, that you could not stick on it. Oh, my friends, but still, they are the fastest growing church right now, and they still believe that Felix Manalo is God. I'm so worried right now because this Iglesia ni Cristo is already spreading. They already built it here in your country. They already built it in California, and I heard that they already built in Chicago, Illinois. Oh, my friend, this Iglesia ni Cristo is spreading right now. Oh, my friends, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ because there's a lot of false teachers are going to come. We need to share the Word of God to the people. We need to share the Word of God, the Gospel, to the people so that they may know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's a lot of false teachers right now are going to come and win them not for Jesus. They're going to come and win them for the devil. Christian, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, also one time, me and my dad was sitting in our house in a, you know, living room, and suddenly, my dad, we are reading the Bible in that time. And while we are reading the Bible, my dad saw a two guy walking on the streets. And you know, these two guy, I don't know if you know them, they're wearing white shirt and there's a tag on here. And you know, these two men, they are heading to our house. So what my dad do is he hide his Bible. And these two men came into our house. And you know, this man said, and my dad asked them, "Excuse me, sir, what can I do for you?" And these two men said, "We want to give you this one and this one and this one." So my dad allowed them to come into our house. And my dad allowed them to sit. And these two men, while they're sitting, they keep talking and talking to my dad about this man, Smith. And you know, my dad, what he do is he stopped them. And my dad said, "Do you believe the Bible?" "Yes, sir." "Do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God?" "Yes, sir." "So why don't we study the Word of God?" What my dad do is he get his Bible and shared about the Lord Jesus Christ to this man. And when I'm looking for these two men, they're sweating and they don't know what they're going to do. And they're pumping like a popcorn in their chain, or they want to escape in our house. But I made the crazy thing in that time, I guarded the door so that they could not go out. You know, these two men, maybe they just received Jesus so that they could go out to our house. You know, my friends, this is just like an example that there's a lot of false teachers right now are spreading and telling a false thing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of them, they will deny about the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of them, they will deny that Jesus did not rose up from the dead. Oh, my friends, there's a lot of false teachers right now. That's why I'm encouraging you, my friends, we need to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, that we could see, not only that we have supreme authority, we have the Word of God, and secondly, because of the spreading of the false teachers, in chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up." Third reason that we could see, and last, that we could keep on going on for Jesus, is because we have the Word of God. And secondly, because of the spreading of the false teachers. And lastly, because of the sure coming of Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, you know, do you still remember the song said, "Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon"? Oh, my friends, Jesus is coming back again. And let me tell you, my friends, sometimes A lot of Christians today, many Christians today, they live in this world as if this is the only home they have. Listen to me, my friends. I am a Filipino. I live in the Philippines. I'm a citizen in the Philippines. But also, I'm a citizen in heaven's glory. Or let me tell you, my friends, maybe you're a visitor in this evening. Oh, my friend, I hope that before you go out to that door, you need to be sure that you're 100% that you're going to heaven. I'm praying that you could accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And you need to accept Him as a personal Savior in your heart. You know, my friends, let me tell you, we don't know when God will take us home. You know, sometimes when I'm sharing the gospel to the people or to the young in the Philippines, they said, I'm still young. I don't need Jesus. Maybe I will accept Him if I already 50 years old or 40 years old. I will accept Him. And I said to him, have you been to cemetery already? Yes. Have you seen the different sizes of that casket or that, we call it tomb? Because here in your country, you bury it in the ground. But in the Philippines, you can see the tomb in the Philippines. I said, if you've been to cemetery and you see the different size of that tomb, it means to say that there is no limit or there's no certain date or certain age that God will take home. God will take home even though you're young or you're children or you're been old. But, you know, my friends, let me tell you, you know, are you sure that if God will take, if the death will come to yourself, are you sure 100% that you're going to heaven? Are you sure that you're going to heaven? You know, my friends, you know, you need to be sure that you're going to heaven. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Oh, my friends, Jesus is the only way to go to heaven. That's the reason why Jesus came to this world and died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. Oh, my friends, let me tell you, are you sure that if you will die today, are you sure you're going to heaven? I hope that you can be sure that you're going to heaven before you go out to that door. Oh, my friends, we need to continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because we have the supreme authority because of the spreading of the false teachers. And lastly, because of the sure coming of Jesus Christ. You know, my friend, I would say it is worth loving, it is worth serving, and it's worth dying for. You know, my friend, I will ask in this illustration, there was a pastor who is visiting in the hospital. And while he's visiting in that hospital, he's walking on that aisle and he saw a door that is slightly open. And this pastor, when he saw that door slightly open, he saw a man inside in that room. And this man, what he's doing, is banging the wall and punching his chest. You know, this pastor, what he do is he came into that door. And the pastor talked to this man, excuse me, sir. Do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you want to share to you the gospel of Jesus? And this man, the pastor just shared the word of God to this man. And after the pastor shared the gospel to this man, the man said, Pastor, all the things that you said is true. Because there was a missionary that went passed by in our house and shared the gospel to me. I know if I'll die today, I'm sure I'm going to heaven. And this pastor was shocked and said, why it seems like you don't have hope in your heart. Pastor, you don't understand. I have a lot of things. I had a lot of houses. I am rich, Pastor. But you know, Pastor, now that I'm dying, you know, Pastor, I'm not afraid to die, but I'm ashamed to die because I did not do anything for the Lord. Oh, my friends, you know, my friends, we need to serve the Lord. You know, we need to serve the Lord. We need to keep on serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, maybe you will say to me, Brother Genesis, I don't have the ability to go on field or go to other country to share the gospel. Let me tell you, my friends, that also here in your place, you can serve the Lord also. Not only the missionary that go out, you know, God tasked us to go to other country. But you know, my friends, your mission field is also here in your place to share the word of God. Oh, my friends, you know, my friends, You instead you cannot go to other country that I could say to you, my friends, all of even though that we are not, you said, I'm not a good singer, I'm not a good pianist, I'm not a good preacher. Oh my friends, we all of us cannot be a be talented people, but all of us can be faithful in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my friends, be faithful in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Be faithful in praying to your church. Be faithful in praying to your pastor. Be faithful in serving and solving and sharing the word of God to the people. Oh my friends, I hope that you that this message will be a blessing to you this evening. Let me ask you and let me tell you this evening, let us continue in serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.